بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال معاوية بن الحكم السلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بين أنا أصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا عتأس رجل من القوم فقلت يرحمكم الله، فرماني القوم بأبصارهم فقلت وأثق لهم يا أمي ما شأنكم تنظرون إلي؟ فجعلوا يضربون بأيديهم على أفخاذهم، فلما رأيتهم يصمتونني لكني سكت. فلما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبأبي هو وأمي ما رأيت معلم قبله ولا بعده أحسن تعليما منه، فوالله ما كهرني ولا ضربني ولا شتمني. قال إن هذه الصلاة لا يصلح فيها شيء من كلام الناس، إنما هي التسبيح والتكبير وقراءة القرآن، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني حديث عهد بجاهلية وقد جاء الله بالإسلام، وإن منا رجال يأتون الكهان. قال فلا تأتيهم. قلت ومنا رجال يتطيرون. قال ذاك شيء يجدونه في صدورهم فلا يسدنهم. رواه مسلم. المعاوية ابن الحكم السلمي رضي الله عنه يقول While I was offering salat with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabi wa sallam, a person in the congregation in Jama'at sneezed. So I said, Ya Ramukullah, may Allah have mercy on you. The people began staring at me. I said, may you be bereft of your mothers. Why are you looking at me like that? They began striking their thighs with their hands. When I saw that they wanted me to remain silent, I remained silent. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then completed the salat. May my parents be sacrificed for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I never saw a better teacher before him nor after him. By Allah, he neither scolded me, struck me, nor offended me. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not lawful to engage in any speech in this salat. It is only for tasbih, takbir. It is only for the glorification of Allah, expressing His greatness, and qira'at al-Qur'an, and recitation of the Qur'an. Or he said, some other similar words. I said, O Messenger of Allah, I'm close to the era of the time of Jahiliyyah, ignorance or the days of preceding Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brought Islam to us. There are some people among us who go to astrologers. He said, do not go to them. I said, there are among us those who take evil omens. He said, that is something which they experience in their hearts, or they feel in their heart. They should never let it stop them from doing whatever has to be done. One of the Abbas ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu qala wa'adhana Rasulullah s.a.w. mu'idhatan wajilat minhu al-qulub wa dharafat minhu al-uyun wa dhakar al-hadith wa qad sabak bi kamalihi fi babil amr bin muhafazati ala sunnah wa dhakarna anna tilmidhi qala innahu hadithun hasan sahih. The Abbas bin Sariyah radiallahu anhu raised the Messenger of Allah s.a.w. delivered a comprehensive lecture to us. Our hearts trembled by it and our eyes shed tears. He then related the rest of the hadith referred to in hadith number 157. So this sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala, Muawiyah bin Hakim, says that, so before, remember that in salat they used to speak to, like saying, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, alhamdulillah, yarhamukullah. So when Abdullah ibn Masud, radiyallahu ta'ala, came in, he said, assalamu alaikum, Rasulullah did not reply. A mountain fell on his head. Oh, oh, oh. Rasulullah's naraz, he's upset, what did I do? Then after salat, Rasulullah said, Allah does, and He commands whatever He wants. Allah change the hukam. Now in salat, there's no talking. We're not allowed to. In tawaf, when we do tawaf, we're allowed to talk. Huh? When we do tawaf of Baytullah, you're allowed to talk. Well, you shouldn't talk worldly things, but if a person says, you know, he has to talk, a necessity, he could talk, but he shouldn't. He should do tasbih, takbir, dua. But this ibadat of salat, no talking, no eating, no looking around, no moving the chest from Qibla. So slowly, slowly, gradually, to you know, the ahkam came down. So when somebody sneezed, probably the person obviously didn't even say Alhamdulillah, but he said Yarhamukullah. So everybody started staring me out. I say, Mamie, your mother's lose you. What's wrong with you people? So then they started afkhaf. They started going like that to their thigh. So I understood, oh, they want me to shut up. So I shut up, I stayed quiet. And then after salah, obviously the whole commotion was there. Rasulullah was imam. So imam, when something happens, it has a lot of confusion on the imam. When somebody happens in the masjid too, somebody comes or something happens loudly or something, the imam is, obviously. But this is Rasulullah, obviously the most composed and kind. So Rasulullah, he goes, may my mother and father be sacrificed. And Rasulullah, so lovely, such a lovely ustaz. He just told me nicely, it's, what is salat? Salat, tasbih, takbir, and qiraat of Quran. This is salat. You're not allowed to talk. So then, obviously, you know, muhabbat, love, she's done. Now, there's some chances that I can ask. Ya Rasulullah, I just accepted Islam. So one is that the hukam of not talking in salat probably came even long time ago, or it probably just came then, or it came long time ago, but he said, I'm new in Islam. And a convert, just recently I converted, so I didn't know the salah. So, but he had some issues that, and our people, they go to Kohan, astrologers. So Rasulullah, don't go to them. And don't go to, you know, psychics, astrologers, they look at them and all this magic. So, and then many times they tell you stuff, and then it's, oh, you think that they know. Or, oh wow, how does he know this? How does she know this? So their jinn talks to your jinn. And then the jinn tells you. And the Rasulullah said that, you know, they have sting, and 99 of it is lies. So even that, even then, if they even tell you right, people think that really this person knows. But there's jinns with everybody. There's jinns with everybody. So if they have some controls with some jinns, shaitans, jinns, then they talk to your jinns, and then they give you information that he, this, this. And so a person thinks really they know something, but it's all nonsense. And then, yatatayyarun. So one is bad omens in anything. Or in those days, they used to fly bird. They used to take it out of a cage. So if you went down to the right or the left side, I can't remember which side. But one of the sides, if you flew that side, they would think, oh, now I can't go to my journey. If I go on this journey, it's bad. I'll have some troubles. So Rasulullah says, they just have something in their heart. It's nonsense. You know, there's no such thing like this in Islam. No bad luck. Allah enable us to follow in the first. So this was the last hadith in the chapter of brevity in delivering an address. Then the hadith wherein the Rasulullah gave a very powerful speech where people were crying and hearts were trembled. Allah enable us to follow in the Fasas Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.